I'm now booing. We are in the Thames Tandoori restaurant in Waterloo Road.
We're in the Thames Tandoori restaurant.
Yeah.
But so it's called the Thames Indian on top table.
Yeah. Which is a bit weird. So I am with my lovely Robert. Yeah, they do.
Oh, so is that correct? Thames Indian?
Thames Indian is correct. On Foursquare, we said Thames Tandoori.
So I'm with Robert, RJ Net, Paul Hopkins, who's VI podcasting, and Claire Randall, who's got the most close to her name in Twitter and audio boom. Which is Claire Randall. CLAIREARANDALL. See? Only because I checked it today.
Only for booing it.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
And Claire read very well the
menu. She read the menu. And I should have booed that, but I didn't. So it's gone now.
Yeah. There were lots of tempting things like chicken. It sounded like chicken in a hurry. No, lamb in a hurry.
Most of the stuff that she read, Paul went, I'm having that. And then she read something else. Oh, I'm having that.
I love my Indian food. I do.
I'm having that. It's like, yeah, Paul, you can just eat all the food.
It's not as people think it is. It's not every piece of Indian food choice of Indian food is really, really spicy and not for our palate. It's actually.
I think this is a really interesting menu.
Yeah, it is.
They've got the quotes favourites in there, but the vast majority of the menu
is stuff I've never even heard of.
Quite different.
Yeah.
In some ways, what you would expect going to other types of restaurants, not the same thing in every one, but using the ingredients and creating things that are different and interesting. I'm not using the word interesting too much. I've had to be here already.
No, but
Robert, is it interesting?
I think we should say, what's the address?
79 Waterloo Road. But there aren't any school kids here.
I still don't get this reference, but.
It's a TV programme about a school called Waterloo Road.
If you have a guide woofer, you're actually very welcome here, it would seem. There's not the batting of any eyelid or anything at all.
In fact, they put us in a place where
we've got lots of room.
I did wonder when we were going up to the back of the restaurant, I was wondering if we were going to end up in a cloakroom or something.
No, to be fair, that was what I thought. But I thought, well, we have a table and actually... you've got the width of the restaurant here, so
there's
a table next to you, but I'm thinking they're deliberately avoiding putting people there so that you have enough room. So credit for that. So if
lovely
you are
restaurant.
Coming, yeah.
See, you sounded really Birmingham.
It's Paul's fault.
Yeah. Why is that accent so endearing to everybody? They all moan about the Birmingham accent, yet Claire always gets an accent on her, and she's so not.
Doesn't
Birmingham
mean it's endearing. It's bloody annoying.
No, it's not. liar. Your microphone's on fire.
Yeah.
And, I have a good Birmingham accent. I have a well spoken Birmingham accent.
Well spoken.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Birmingham up.
Yeah. Birmingham up.
Yeah. So we've had so far Papa Dom's the usual sort of fare. But
I should have recorded that because we were all crunching in stereo.
It was quite crunching, and. Yeah,
but never mind, I didn't, and it's gone now.
No, we all stuck our heads in the middle of the table and made sure we crunched in mono.
But I was going to say, in fairness, we weren't crunching in stereo, we were crunching in quadraphonic sound.
We were.
Yeah, clever.
In fact, stereo wouldn't have been enough, it would have been needed to be in Dolby surround sound.
We all crunch together.
Yeah, with some subwoofers for good measure.
So yeah, we've got a woofer with us.
We do, Vance.
Yeah.
Now,
you see, Claire should have brought hers, because then we would have had woofers in stereo.
It would have been a bit...
It might have been a bit tricky. Maybe it was a joke. That was kind of our rationale.
To be honest, when coming out, I just thought it would be easier to... Because I said Vance is...
You did actually say that.
And he is.
He is. I think
we only need to come back here another 2 times in the next 60 days and I can become the mayor on Foursquare.
Oh. Not that you're competitive or anything.
Do you know what? I used to despise Foursquare.
Yeah.
It's not so much Foursquare I hate, it's people that share their image.
Oh, on Twitter and no, that is really annoying. Yeah. Are you going to check us in then, Robert, on Facebook?
I've just checked us in.
I should have taken a photo.
Oh, sorry.
I think I'm stealing yours.
No, you are, but it's all right. We're sharing. Robert and I appear to be sharing beer.
Yeah, Claire, I don't think I've got Paul on my Facebook and Robert, but I haven't got you.
Oh, I'll have to go and hunt you down and add you then.
But you can find me in Paul's list of friends.
Yeah. The only annoying thing is once you add people, you can't remove them.
On Foursquare, we don't know how to remove.
My ex-husband, and my brother-in-law are both on my Foursquare.
And you'd really rather,
but they didn't.
Yeah. Why don't you do a tweet, you know, asking Cassie and no one knew?
Nope.
That's rubbish.
If anyone knows, that's one.
Yeah, we'll have to.
They're good people outside of it, so.
I mean, in fairness, my ex-husband and my brother-in-law aren't bad people.
It's just that they're your ex and stuff. It's a bit weird.
Given the fact that one of them removed you because I said you kept checking in and saying where you were eating.
Yeah, my ex removed me from Facebook and I said, delete me off. I got fed up of reading all about how often you would dine out.
Oh, that was brilliant.
You can dine out of the story, can't you?
Talking of
dining out, what about our Italian restaurant last night, Robert?
Oh, it was the best one. You have to go there.
Yeah. Or not. Or maybe not.
In Villiers Street, which is either
brilliant.
Do you
have a Coke at another one, yeah?
Thank you. Can I have another? No, can I have what he's had? The
Spangler.
Yeah, I'll try that, thank you.
Robert, I'll have another.
I'm starting to feel left out. I need to
stop
drinking as well.
No, we're doing the man thing,
aren't
we? We're bonding.
Drinking as well.
Yeah, you've got spritz to go. Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah,
I can't drink that.
No. We've got Belgian beer for you to try. I bought that passion fruit one for you to have a go.
What happens when you drink, or do you not want to say while I'm brewing?
No, it's fine. I just can't drink anything with wine in it. It goes straight to my head. And I don't have a middle ground where I'll pass myself.
What happens? Do you just fall asleep or something?
Kind of. And I kind of go from, I don't have a, oh, I'm sober now, and then I'm getting tipsy, and then I'm drunk. I go, oh, I'm sober now, and then my speech slows right down. And they go all kind of, not good. I mean, you saw me after I had a couple of glasses of champagne, didn't you?
Yeah. No, you weren't too bad.
That's too bad.
Champagne always does.
No, wine does it to me as well.
It's all the bubbles.
I get quite silly, don't I, Rob? I mean, I know I'm silly anyway, but...
I wasn't going to comment on you unless you brought it up yourself. So.
I think gin just enhances the mood that you're already in, doesn't it? All the time.
Oh yeah, Robert, can I have a taste of yours in a minute?
Yeah,
baby.
Wait for this when Fee does it. She's brilliant on tasting beer.
I'm an amazing connoisseur, mate.
Hang on, don't crash. Hang on a second.
Sorry, I've come back.
You go down.
Where's his hat? Oh, I've got it. Oh, I'm not Robert. Oh, cheers.
Okay.
It smells of beer. Well, it tastes of beer.
Very good.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Fee for an amazing tasting of beer.
Yeah,
I'll do that on my, if I clap on my own, someone might throw me a fish, it's all that.
Yeah, you know, but there's only one. What's the type of beer that you taste, Robert? And I always go, it tastes of baked beans.
Oh, a wheat beer.
Oh, you see, you'd have loved Belgium then.
Oh, I adore wheat beer, and and I really love the tracklist. I have been to Brussels.
Yeah, yeah. What was can we remember West Vile?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
That's yours. Yeah.
Sorry.
Is it West Vile? Can you remember, Claire? It was West something. Western Vile or something.
Western Supermare.
No, it wasn't mud. It was,
no.
And see, it was one of the Trappists, but it was a blonde. It's a blonde one, because I think Trappist can be a bit knock your head off the stake.
Quite meaty.
Oh, bloody hell! It's meaty. I mean, and you can get like this is 9%, and that's bloody blonde.
Yeah.
So that's kicking it a bit for a blonde beer. I did actually, because he rolled off lows, didn't he? He was saying like, oh, and he
was rolling off these ones going, oh yeah, you can have these, we don't actually drink them, we make
them. We don't drink
them,
make them for the tourists.
Oh, really?
yeah
and I said, go, I want local specialists, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know why we didn't
say
that.
Thank you.
We have a mixed starter.
Oh, wonderful.
For three, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
And that's
yours is coming.
Magnetica.
Oh, right. Is that the
spinach potato.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's looking nice for you as well.
That's
you.
What mix everything.
We've got
yeah,
it.
In the middle have some sauces over there.
You're wonderful.
Thank you very much. We will.
Right, so we have no idea what you
close
want.
Your eyes and you just go for it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, the spinach and potato ones are kind of flat like pancakes.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Sorry. You're right, Faye.
Yeah, I'm just
you don't feel like you're missing out because you haven't got. We're not doing the joining in thing.
No, I really don't.
Nah.
You sure you
you've got
like
three.
To come to the dark
you've got
side and try some meat.
No.
I don't think so.
So you're vegetarian on sort of moral grounds or?
It started off that way, but I don't even like meat anymore.
No.
So.
I think that's fair enough. Though.
I don't know how anybody can smell bacon and not eat
it. Not yet.
Mm. No, smoky bacon.
Or have a really lovely steak.
Mm.
Which is perfectly.
I've eaten, how many recently? Three.
We got really guilty because we went out with some friends. Mm. Paul's boss's sister.
Oh, they were lovely.
We went out with them. Went to this steakhouse that we'd been to before.
Mm.
And he said, oh yes, you must have these, tenderloin. It's like filet mignon. And you have it with, he said, and they cook it like perfectly, and it's very tender.
So he basically recommended.
So we said, oh yes, steaks. And
yeah.
It must have been like 25, 30 euros each.
He'd recommend the most expensive.
The most expensive.
They know it's too for this one.
Meal on the menu, yeah.
Mm.
So
there
we
were two sauces, by the way, guys, so just so you know.
So we had some of that. You all had wine. Beer.
Fine. Yeah, you'll work it out.
So that one's yogurt.
No, I don't know, you know, they're all the same.
And that one's
maybe
it's
hot.
Maybe it's yogurt.
Oh my god, that one on the left is hot. You might want to be aware of that.
Lovely. So we're basically, you've got your veggie version of events, haven't you?
It's yummy.
And we've got a sherry thing. The starters.
Yep.
But
so you had barge.
I'm a complete clock.
No,
I don't know you.
Yeah,
know.
We're barging our way through it.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, Robert.
Mm.
That is terrible.
What?
Barging your way through.
Oh.
Oh, well, he makes himself laugh anyway. Bless.
I don't know why, but you know when things are flat, like...
that joke.
No. Very good.
That was actually funny.
That was
that
quick.
Time.
That was very quick.
I can laugh at myself.
No,
okay.
I would laugh at that. That's laughable. That's good. The things that are flat, why you always think they're posher, don't you? Because if you have a you have an English sausage, it's like, you know what I mean.
Sorry, how's your starter?
Very awesome.
Very
good.
But we ought to when Americans
that we haven't ordered our mains yet, so we will have quite a wait.
Oh, well, there is that, but yeah, no, it's fine. To be honest, it's fine. Because we can take the time.
I'm fine if you are.
Yeah, we are, yeah. I know. We trains run till all hours.
The dogs might be barking late.
Oh, there is that. But they bark anyway, to some extent. Tizzy dogs.
When you're there.
Tizzy dog. No. No.
What's the longest you'll leave your dogs for?
Oh, I don't leave them for more than... I mean, they're all right, but...
Yeah.
You know, we went out at what? It's half six.
Yeah.
Seven. Well, yeah. Was it half six?
Yeah. But they've been fed and everything, so they've,
yeah,
they've been out. So, yeah, a couple of hours.
I mean, guide dogs always said to me 4 hours is the maximum. I've left him for slightly over it, but not much.
Well, no. Some meat stuff around here, if you would not buy it.
Around the far side?
No, it's
far side.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
All
right, okay, yeah. Okay,
kind of
the thing is, though... because Claire's still got her retired dog, at least the dogs have got company of each other.
Yeah, there is that.
Do they get on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very well. Yeah, they're very good together.
It's funny because Tizzy was drawn as he barks at other dogs.
Ah.
He's not aggressive. No. Of course, other dog owners don't know.
How long did you have him?
3.5 years.
And that just developed over time?
No, they knew he had it when they qualified him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
so someone
complained.
Why did they decide to...
Because a member of the public complained.
Really?
Yeah. And also, it kind of came about because he was qualified through the Bristol branch. And then due to... dog extraction issues.
It's funny you hear, I mean, I've always had a very good relationship with my dogs, but I hear so many stories of people having real difficulties with them and not listening to you, us as the owners.
Yeah.
And it depends on who you get, I suppose.
Thinking that they know best, and forgetting the fact that we live with our dogs, spend, you know, every hour of every day with our dogs, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, they kind of, so this member of the public complained.
Yeah.
She was actually a disgruntled parent outside my son's school, whose dog wasn't allowed into this playground. She had this little rat thing that she used to carry around in a string bag, if you like. But the irony is that I got another dog because my dog was still allowed in the playground and her dog still wasn't allowed in the playground.
So they did it on their own, but they really did it on the strength of one person.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it was quite an extreme. He does react quite extremely to the dogs.
Yeah.
He's a rather than just a rut, you know. But he's
but the amount of barking that other dogs.
This is why we have an issue with the sort of neighbours, really, because their dogs are horrible little shitty ratty dogs that actually shouldn't even. I don't know who bred them. They should just. They should breed them out of extinction, to extinction.
Out of extinction. That would be quite impressive.
You like my analogy, don't you? I once heard guide dogs described as anything you can fit into a Sainsbury's bag, isn't a dog?
That's really funny. There's two chunks of meat each, one chunk each, if any of you two.
Oh, right, well,
if you come forward.
I think I've had one of each of the three things.
There's that.
Yeah.
And then there's one here, Rob, that
you. So this is where we offend everyone on the food committee who owns a small dog now.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't own small dogs. I mean, it's just against the law. It should be. Sorry, have I offended? Yeah.
I'm going to put in a good word here for...
one agrees with Paul.
My good friend Yorkshire Mark has a...
Yorkshire Terrier?
Has a West Highland Terrier.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they're very intelligent West Highland Terriers.
And he's so gorgeous. And he's little and fluffy and cuddly. And he's not at all afraid of big vans. And we went to see them when Archie was 8 weeks old. So we had two kilogram Archie and 53 kilogram vans.
Oh.
And they got on fine.
Yeah. And Archie would find Francis' tail and then dash about, and Francis would go charging off.
Wow, that must have been a sight.
We just had to stop Francis from the time.
Well, I'm thinking, not to put too fine a point on it, but quite glad that Vance had been sorted in the sort of mating department, because he hadn't.
Well,
Turner and Hoops.
They're both males, so.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
What was it you said to me about that, Robert? I said, has he been done? And what did you say?
Nobody told him yet.
Yeah, there is that. I think that ends the time, he looks a bit.
Chance has definitely got an eye for the ladies.
Like you, Robert. Well, you had an eye for the feet, anyway.
Yeah, but Vance
and Ian Murphy, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was all through audio.
Of course. Vance has a sort of... It does. It kind of is on the... Yeah. I bet the earth would.
He does use it a bit too often for my lightning. Yeah.
Does he growl at?
Postman. All the time. Most things that move outside the front door. Co-workers who aren't coming to stroke him.
Although he didn't growl when I came, he just barked a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, he is quite a noisy dog. But
when I came to the door.
But German Shepherds are known for being quite vocal.
Well, my name suits you, quite... Robert.
Because they've got a German Shepherd and a Schnauzer.
Right, okay.
Who does?
Next door.
Oh, does it?
I've nearly finished my stuff.
Their shepherd's aggressive, so it has to be walked under the cover of darkness.
Just to scare everybody even more.
and the bloke who plays the loud reggae music walks it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Is there something left on this plate, Paul? I see a dark...
There are two sauces, that's it.
Oh, that's just the sauces.
We've done it all, mate, yeah. Yeah, between the sauces. Yeah.
Isn't it hilarious? We've got loads of VI people. And Paul's the one that can see best.
Yeah.
He does Braille.
Thank you very much.
You what, sorry?
You're the one that can see best and you do Braille.
How much sight do you have, Robert?
Sorry?
How much sight do you have?
I have...
thank you.
Well, Fee would disagree
really
with
nice
my diagnosis.
Just have
yeah, that was...
Technically, I have LCA.
We need to call the maintenance.
And I have...
Don't worry, your main course is on the way.
We need to order those because we only ordered the starters.
Yeah, can I have another spritzer, please? Yeah.
We haven't ordered our names yet, so we need to order them.
We haven't ordered yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. 2 minutes.
Thank you. That's fine.
We need to see what would have ended up with there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the
I like that. They automatically assume
the random mains. Yeah.
What did he say? Yeah, so I've got in daylight I've got some sight and enough that I can just about work out where I am or whatever.
Yeah.
At night I've really much got no vision.
Okay.
No, I wonder if I do what a lot of VI people do with some sight is that I assume a lot. So
I'd already
knew what was on the plate, so I'd showed you know.
Yeah.
I could see the difference between the hunks of meat and the sauce.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
It was hunks.
I could tell that there was a dark mass in the table, but I couldn't tell
you
anything.
No, but I knew then
that
was the sauce because they were in the middle to start off with.
Yeah.
You lot go first.
Right. I want to order something vegetarian and mild.
Medium or spicy, madam?
Mild, very mild. I was
very
thinking
mild.
maybe korma, or there was another coconut dish on the menu, but is that hotter?
Not hotter, this is very mild, very nice korma.
Okay, I'll go for korma, that's fine.
Vegetable korma?
Vegetable korma, yeah.
Can I have chicken pasanda, please?
Chicken pasanda?
Pizza, please.
Ah,
thank you very much, thank you. May I have some just with some ice though.
I'm thinking, is it called the lamb lamb in
which one?
Lamb holly? Lamb
halim?
Halim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
How hot
is that? What's that got in it?
Is it fairly hot? Is it more sauce?
Oh, I don't really want hot though.
Do you want more hot?
No, he wants medium or
medium.
Mild.
Medium, see? Or fairly hot?
No, very much medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lamb halim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lamb
halim medium.
Yeah. Very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't eat tomatoes. Does the guan fish curry have tomatoes in it?
No tomato.
No tomato. I will have that, please.
Okay. Guan fish curry, no tomato. Yeah.
Okay. And what do we want
to
do about
rice
and bread, rice and naan and stuff? I mean, do we want to get some a couple of rices and a couple of naans? Or?
Yeah.
I'd like pishwari.
Well, I'll have pishwari as well. So
I'm not struck on pishwari. I'm quite
happy with the
main.
I was going to say
kiwi. Right. Two sort of share a couple.
We
of
can share a, no, just
no,
one.
No, eight pishwari. Okay.
So one pishwari naan
for the two of us.
If you want to, a naan is fine.
Yeah.
What kind of you? I'm happy to go with whatever you fancy.
Likewise.
Do you like keema?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so one keema naan.
One
kima yarn. And then
what kind of rice do you want?
One basmati.
Basmati.
And then
rice, coriander, mushrooms, cauliflower.
Ooh,
I think cauliflower, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe
no.
A bit much.
Coriander, not.
No, I don't like coriander.
Just go for the basmati.
Pilau rice?
Oh, fine.
So,
one pilau rice.
One pilau and one basmati, maybe?
Yeah.
I never know the difference anyway.
One
pilau
and
one basmati.
No, that's
all
it.
Of the basmati rice, but pilau rice different colour.
White rice. Okay.
Do you do dal as a side dish?
Side dish dal? Fatada?
Yes, please.
Hang on, so what have we got then now?
So we should have two rice, two naan.
Two pilau rice, is okay? Two pilau rice?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Two pilau rice.
Two pilau rice, one pashwari naan.
One keema naan. Yeah.
And one dal.
And then our main dish is the
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
I don't mind sharing the dal, by the way.
What
if
is
anyone
it?
Else. It's like a lentil.
Oh, blimey. No, I don't know why.
Lentils with garlic and.
I was thinking Neil out the young ones. Someone talks about lentils, and if you don't know about Neil and the young ones, you should YouTube it.
Yeah,
oh wow, what's happening?
It's real people, Fee.
It's
true actually, because Paul's in his.
Sorry, I've got an old person's
80s.
Oh, no.
No,
I was around
in
the 80s. Yeah,
I was born in the 80s.
Oh, sod off,
everybody.
How old
is I?
29.
45.
Oh, he's
shit,
a baby.
I'm sure.
And I'm 32.
When's your birthday, then?
20th October.
Oh, we're having a party?
When of October?
It's his birthday party.
When in October?
He'll be in Venice.
My actual 30th, I'm in Venice.
Yeah.
When is it, please?
20th of October.
Oh, 20th. Oh, my God.
But
Audioboo can give you a birthday present.
No.
So you've got 29.
This booze nearly finished, by the way.
Oh, if I just hold the whole of Audioboo,
and you're
my
you actually
great,
have. Yeah, I'm not erasing the whole.
If anybody breaks into my bank account, I'm going to come and get you.
Well, you haven't told them what. You have actually. You've told them how old you are.
Yeah, but he hasn't. Like, we haven't got his postcode.
Anyway, shut up.
No,
that's keep talking about it.
Yeah, you're digging a. Hole.
Don't
no,
tell me name.
You a nice big hole.
Don't tell me your name, Pike.
Yeah.
I completely forgotten we were recording.
You do.
And I know. I realised.
No, I am slagging off my ex-husband.
No, you weren't. You just said
you were being great. You were being.
I was being.
You were being very diplomatic.
Well, exes are crap. That's why they're exes.
Ooh. Yeah.
No. Let's not do this. I could found a bit in my pocket.
I ruined your boo last time because I.
So you're in Venice, but you know what? There has to be, you know.
I'm
joking.
We could have a meal somewhere. I intend
you
to.
See, this is momentous, really, because Robert's 30 in October.
Mm.
I'm 40 in February. So we could, like, you know, it could be like, you know.
You have a little joint sort of. Do you think we should have a bouncy castle? I think that'd be fun.
Oh, my.
Where on earth am I going to put a bouncy castle?
You hide us somewhere, obviously.
I walked past one the other day and on my way to. When I took Nathan up to Lawrence's.
We had one for my birthday a couple of years ago.
We did. I remember.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun.
I'm not in... Yeah.
No,
nobody got hurt.
I think the most dangerous thing was when I burst one of the balloons with beads in it and they shot
and
it about...
They
almost broke the sound barrier. They popped out really quickly.
Yeah, it was quite good.
It was quite amazing.
I hurt my back on a bouncy castle quite a long time ago and I
I did a somersault back my knee on a bouncy castle, but you know, you get back on it, it's like a horse.
I'm really proud of the fact that
it was like it was sort of lying on the ground and groan for a long time.
I taught
you do normally, anyway.
I taught Alex and Lou to be able to bounce across the castle in one bounce.
You did, I did.
I was proud of that. I was like, you can do this. And they went, no, we can't. And they did, they bounced all the way along. They did several bounces to get a height, and then I said, you've got to angle yourself forward.
I want one of those bungee trampolines.
They're good.
Yeah.
Or one of those.
When you go to the hill.
No, it's not. Absorbing you on a bounce.
Oh, right.
That's good.
No, I don't play that.
You go in a ball and
no, you go down a hill. No.
The one that Claire's on about is where you have a ball, a massive 7-8 foot high ball.
Yeah.
And you actually stand in it and you can run they around it and stuff, but it's in water.
Oh, that's when you turn around.
Like a hamster wheel.
Bye,
Boo! Love to everybody.
Yeah, we love you, Boo Camille. Are you going to say goodbye, Robert, or are you going to be miserable?
I think I said bye, but I didn't hear the high-pitched voice, you didn't know.
Oh, go on then, do it again.
Bye!
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
We don't love all the people.
It's so hard that Vans could
we
hear.
We do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, not everybody.
We do while we're still recording.
Oh, yeah, while we're still recording.
If you stop recording, I'll tell you who is.